Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Whenever we make mention of joy in the Holy Ghost, we are not talking about life without troubles, but peace in troubles. If that makes sense. You know, sometimes many believers come before the Lord with weird expectations in the name of God being with me, so no evil can fight me. That's a fact. But you have to go through the shadow of death to experience confidence, if that makes sense, family. So anytime we make mention of joy, talking about the Lord giving us our grace to ensure that no matter what happens, God remains our King. Somebody say glory. That is why it is expected of us to be coming to church daily. When the early church began, the Bible says every night the early apostles would gather and they would break bread and do Bible studies. If that makes sense. So you see, in our modern day generation, we meet on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Some churches don't even meet at all until Sundays. It's weird. God is good. I was once in London and a pastor told me that, I realize you preach every blessed day. I said, yes, you are preaching in the morning, praying at night, doing Bible studies. You are doing, he says, you are killing yourself. That's too dangerous. It's, when we began like you, the passion was high and there was no wisdom. Now you see, you would know that this person is speaking out of experience, but like I already told you, experience has never been the best teacher, the Holy Ghost is, if that makes sense. Now you see, if somebody has passion burning on their inside, whatever happens to the flesh doesn't matter to them, if that makes sense. As long as you are executing the place of wisdom in the perfect dimension, you know that life will flow, if that makes sense, family. So whenever we come like this, we must be grateful to partake of his life. I'm telling you, if you only knew the advantage, the benefit, the blessing, the positive effect of staying in God's presence, you'd be happy. God is good. There is nothing that this life can ever offer aside Jesus Christ. Do you believe that, family? Oh yes, there's nothing. Truly speaking, you wouldn't know how advantageous God has given you certain things until you go to the other side. Oh, God is good. When you are chanced to partake of the life on the side of the divide, you know that people are suffering big time, if that makes sense. Anytime I'm chanced to speak with people, I realize many people are far behind in life. I'm telling you, God is good. So there's honor here, if that makes sense. Jesus Christ called the people he stayed in God's presence his brothers. So normally, according to God, he wants us to continually dwell in God's presence. Do you know that 24 hours was created so you can spend time with God? If that makes sense, family. Now look at Belgium here, particular like this. People work for how many hours? 8 hours, isn't it? Now sometimes from where you are to your house, about an hour drive, if that makes sense. You come back, you'll be very tired, very exhausted. You might not even pray. You just eat and then sleep like that. It's strange. And it may shock you that you may use the time you have for other things. A wise man said, may you never measure in a manner in a measure. God is good. May we not partake of the things which are less important as though they are important. You see, one major reason why the average European Christian can't see God's power because we are too comfortable with the experience we have. It's serious. I released a post a few days ago and I said that the devil's ultimate attack has never been about your finances. The enemy can fight your finances. He may fight your marriages. But the enemy's ultimate attack is to ensure that you become his servant. You didn't hear me? You see, if the devil knows that God can restore your finance, he wouldn't make your finance ultimate gain. His ultimate gain is that everything about God will be truncated in your life. So you can make him the God. Can you imagine? Many people are serving the Lord and they don't know that that service they are giving unto God is out of context. Oh. Talk to me, family. You see, watch me. You will never find God's trust until you can fight comfortability. You didn't hear me. Am I communicating here? You will never be yielded unto God's trust until, I repeat, church, until you fought comfort. You have risen so high that comfort doesn't have a place in your life. You see, when believers are comfortable, they are open to foolishness. They act anyhow, talk anyhow, think anyhow, because they have access to things. I'm telling you. Am I communicating, church? Yes. On Saturday, I made you understand that the life we have was never created to be exploited when a man has the breath of life, but actually he passes on. So you see, there are many things about God that has been hidden, and only death can reveal that glory to our lives. May God help us. God is good. There's benefit in Bible studies. That is why in every meeting it is important we teach God's word, if that makes sense. Huh? See, your level you have in life didn't come because God said so. That level came because your mind thought so. Am I communicating, church? Huh? You see, do you know that where you come from plays a major role in how you think? Do you know that who you live with plays a major role in how you think? Do you know those you speak with on a daily basis affect you mentally? Talk to me, family. Do you know your physical experience can change how you think? Talk to me, church. If you live with somebody who is in need, even if you are dirty like a pig, you'll be correct. Talk to me. Because you will know that this person I reside with doesn't like filth. That, you see, they have taught, but they didn't teach by speaking, they taught by thinking. Oh, am I correct here? Uh-huh. So you see, we can tell the character of mothers based on how they raise their kids. You hear me, family? One thing that makes a woman productive in the life of a child is how they're able to raise the baby in the thoughts that God wants them to have. So God says, change what you've always thought and come and hear what God has said. I'm telling you. If that makes sense. It's serious how Europe is taking people's time in the name of they will go to work on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. I've told you this. Tomorrow is not Thursday. Tomorrow is destiny. You didn't hear me. Oh, am I communicating here? Tomorrow is what? I spoke to my personal assistant, and I'm reading a book by a man called Rick Joyner. It's called The Final Quest. I've read it twice. And it's so shocking that when I begin to read a book, sometimes I pause to reflect on some of the deep revelations. And then I'll see the man talking to me through the book. So I told the guy that do everything possible to get me the audio version of this book. So that as I journey, I want to listen until it becomes part of my life. If that makes sense. Uh-huh. Now, I realized that most of the things I used to talk about that people didn't understand, it makes sense to me now. And these are actually ancient revelations in your family. Yesterday, we started what I call kingdom marriage. You know, whenever I do my long virtual programs, I do kingdom marriage too. If you are here, you have to be joining our services. You are losing out a lot. Don't give chance and access to those who are outside. Eh? I'm not trying to say that those who are outside are not God's people. But you see, it's funny how those who are always afar receive better than those who are close. And after teaching on kingdom marriage, I asked few married people to tell us the experience. A man told us that he's been married for how many years? For 30 years. Oh, you're there, right? For 30 years. And then he feels he's now learning what it means to be married after 30 years. Older than my age. The Bible says, and the elders of the church will look at Christ with such an astonishing figure because they were like, you are too young to know all this. Can we study today? I want to bring my teaching to an end since we've ended in the month of October. God is good. Who is the Holy Spirit? The book of Genesis, the chapter number 1. Let's do this. Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Today, I'll do my best to make sure that I give you the most concise version about the Holy Spirit. Because if we are to study this, it is something that we will never stop studying. Because the Holy Ghost is a mystery. God is good. So let's see how God will help us today, family. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The verse number 2. the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So the Holy Ghost did not appear on the day of Pentecost alone. He's been there. Oh, God is good. So some believers have this perception that, oh, the Holy Ghost was not active in service until Jesus released the Holy Ghost upon the disciples. The Bible says no. It says even when the earth had not come into existence yet, the Holy Ghost was still there. If that makes sense, family. Now, as a church that is of the Pentecostal persuasion, I believe it's important for us to know who the Holy Ghost is. Now, you cannot understand the Holy Ghost until you understand the power of the Trinity. Now, watch me, family. Some believers have this perception that God is three. God is not three. God is one that has three operations. Am I communicating here? God is a tripartite being. He's one, but has an assignment that he finishes them through three systems. So there is the Father, there is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, why would God compartmentalize us in himself into three systems? Because he has a way of operating with every generation based on the revelation also communicated to them. Talk to me, family. Oh, am I communicating, please? Please write down these things. So these are very powerful. God is good. So whenever you hear about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he wants you to know that these systems have always been operational from the time the world began. But every dispensation, he unleashes a different revelation based on their own civilization. And that's powerful here. God is good. So anytime you hear of the Father, which is God, it stands for the will of the Father. Anytime you hear about the Son, which is God, you hear about the word of God. Anytime you hear about the Holy Ghost being the Spirit, you hear about the work of God. Hear this, family. So I want you to know that every spirit has a will, and no will can be executed without a word, and every word must work. So the Father stands for the will, that stands for the word, and the Spirit stands for the will. Am I communicating, church? So God says, let us come together and make mankind. That was a will of the Father. Talk to me, family. And the Bible says, he spoke and said, let us make man our own image. That is the word spoken forth. The Bible says, and he had to breathe in life into mankind. And man became a living soul. That is the work of the Lord. Talk to me, church. So the Holy Ghost and Jesus and God is one. Jesus is not junior God. The Holy Ghost is not junior Jesus. If that makes sense, family. So you will not go to heaven and see three figures. You will see one person. Talk to me, church. It's one mystery that many people don't know yet. And number two, let me say this here. I know that we have a lot of Christian traditions where many people have been taught to believe that you can pray through a saint. It's not scriptural. Talk to me, family. There is no saint in heaven that would intercede for you. Oh, talk to me, family. Well, let me disappoint someone's expectation here. If you clearly know that your Father is in heaven, your Father can pray for you. I was somewhere teaching about the Holy Ghost, and I had to make sure we open them up to this truth. And some people believe that there are saints praying for them. And I asked them to go to the scriptures and tell me where God gave any saint authority to pray for somebody when God is still there. Oh, talk to me, church. It is important I establish this basic truth before we ascend here. So never come to that belief where you have this perception that there are saints out there who are responsible for cases. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that any spirit of a person you know that resides in heaven is enjoying and basking in God's glory. There is no assignment for them for you here on earth apart from worshiping the Lord in heaven. Talk to me, church. So your mother can't pray for you in heaven. Oh, God is good. I don't think they're even aware that you're on earth. Oh, talk to me. I told you on Friday that if you go to heaven today and you meet your Father in heaven, he wouldn't really give it to you on earth. Because in heaven, we are all brothers. God is good. So one day to come, I'll call my mother, daughter of Zion. Oh, God is good. It is important people have this first established that everything finds life through the Holy Ghost. Everything. Every system that God created was created to show that everything finds life through what? The Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not active of anything, that thing cannot survive. What gives anything relevance to operate on earth is the Holy Spirit. Talk to me, church. So, like I rightly said, I want you to know that the Lord will not validate your Christian experience until you have the Holy Ghost in you. What makes you a Christian is not just you confessing Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Rather, understanding what it means to walk in intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Talk to me, church. You see, we are in a dispensation where many people were taught to believe in a God that exists. And many are finding it hard to believe in God because they have not had an encounter with the Holy Ghost yet. Talk to me, church. Many people are doubting if the God they were introduced to is the real God of heaven. Yes, that God is still there. Some time back, somebody told me, the man of God, why is it that most of the miracles we talk about in the olden days, we don't see them again? I said, they are happening. Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not. They are happening. If that makes sense. God is using men for real miracles. Real miracles. God is good. Crazy testimonies you can't understand. I told you how a lady joined us our service. I think I was doing 10 nights of strange testimonies. And I told her that the Lord says that because of your faithfulness, there's going to be a change in your results. And that what will happen is in the spirit, God will use you to favor all the students who are in the nursing college. And she said, amen. A law has been there for years, ever since they began that nursing thing. She went to check her portal and they realized she had passed her exams. And guess what? That mark they gave her, almost everybody in her class had the similar thing. God is good. It's serious how even somebody who doesn't know what is working is working for them. So their miracles happen like that. And the issue is, many have not been taught to understand that the Holy Ghost can be interacted with. Oh, talk to me, family. God is good. Please hear me. Most of the experiences we use in describing the Holy Ghost are the system he used in communicating to us. But the Holy Ghost is a person. Write it down for me. The Holy Ghost is a person. Oh. Let me sit by hand and teach your family. Oh, God is good. The Holy Ghost is a person. The Holy Ghost is not emotional, but he has emotions. He can be grieved. He can be hurt. He can be sad. He can be angry. He's not any of these things, but he can become them. Oh, God is good. He can judge. He can kill. Oh, true of us. Study the Old Testament. I'm the Lord. I make it alive and I kill it. These are the expressions of his abilities. But he's a person. So anytime we are making mention of the Holy Ghost, we're talking about God himself. Am I communicating here, church? So have it in mind, family. So God wants us to know that we cannot claim we know him as God until the Holy Ghost validates our consecration. Does it make sense? What solidifies my Christianity? It's not just the passion I have in serving God, but the Holy Ghost in my life. Did you hear that? If the Holy Ghost does not live in my life, God doesn't know me. Am I communicating, church? So the first truth that everybody must get to witness is that the Holy Ghost is a person. Number two, I want you to know that the Bible says when man was created, man was inanimate. There was no breath at work in the life man, in the life of a man. The Bible says, and God had to breathe in fresh breath. That breath was called the Holy Ghost, if that makes sense. Now watch this, family. Many have this perception that that breath alone stands for what God can do. There are many things about God, but the Bible made mention of six basics about the Holy Ghost. So one, he's a person. Number two, he's the breath of life. Now, anytime you hear the word breath of life, it stands for divine inspiration. Hello? So when God had to breathe into mankind, he gave man the grace to work and ability to work on us. You see, Do you know that sometimes you can go through certain phases in your life whereby you'll be so discouraged? And then from nowhere, something gives you the inspiration to do things. That's the breath of God. Talk to me, church. God is good. Sometimes people can go through challenging moments, and something keeps them. Huh? A lady I want some time back not to travel to America through Mexico. I don't know what happened to her. She said her parents were forcing her and that you are disgracing the family. I don't know. People have weird understanding concerning prophecies. I said, my dear, God says a man will come and marry you from America and from Cameroon and bring you to America. Man of God, there's too much pressure. But then I don't know what happened. She followed advice, went on that trip, and then guess what? Something happened where she had to climb a wall because the police were after her. She lost her leg. Guess what? She's only 27 years old. They had to amputate her left leg. And you know the most painful thing? When she fell down and the nail entered into her leg like that, the people that first saw her were the Mexican police. So they didn't take her to America. They took her back to Mexico. So, you've lost your leg. You've lost time. God is good. The country you wanted to enter to, the people didn't see you first. The people that saw you first were Mexicans. And so, yeah, since we saw you first, let's take you to our country because we can't take you to America. God is good. Now, her parents are still eating. They've not died. They are still active. Oh, God is good. God is good. You see, many of you don't know that it is the Holy Ghost that inspires men to do things. That is why you can never tell me that the Holy Ghost inspired a man to do evil. It's impossible. God is good. Sometimes people have visions and ambitions that look so great. Talk to me, church. But it becomes a possibility because the Holy Ghost inspires them. Talk to me, church. So these are some basic truths. Most of these things we use in describing the Holy Ghost as metaphors. He wants us to know the real action behind the name he calls himself, the breath of life. He inspires us. Talk to me, church. You see, some of you are watching me right now or hearing right now. You don't know that until God predisposes some level of power in you, certain assignments remain undone. I'm telling you. Do you know that it even takes the Holy Ghost to help you to love the Lord? Talk to me, church. Because loving God is not mechanical. All of us. Now, are you aware that passion or that hunger you have now in serving God, not everybody has the same possibilities? No. Some people don't see the need. The need. That passion is not there. God is good. Yeah. Because some people, they see little results and they merely into pleasure. I had a chance to speak with one of the Nigerian artists, I mean his peers, and then I asked him that, what makes this man special? And he said that before he releases a new song, sometimes he will pray for 40 days. And for 40 days, all he would eat is he would just be drinking water and coconut water for 40 days nonstop, just to hear sounds. So the man doesn't have a voice, but he has an authority. He may not sing with the best of voice you want to have, but when he sings, you can't say no to the man's passion. So the breath of life, which the Holy Ghost is, stands for an inspiration. The Bible says Jesus Christ entered into the garden. And what happened? He began to cry. He prayed until his voice became loud. He prayed so hard until the Holy Ghost had to grant him the grace to do so. If you read Regina's book, he said when he entered into heaven, he went through the door. And the door, he saw like a red marble. When he touched that marble, he said he felt the pain Christ went through. He says he couldn't stand one piece of the pain. And it says he began to see in vision how the Holy Ghost left Jesus Christ when he was left naked on the cross of Calvary, and asked, how did a man go through such pain? Now, to my greatest surprise, Regina said that even the angels who were guiding the red marble told him that they don't even know how Christ felt and what happened to him when he went through that pain. They only know the master died for them. Because if you try to experience it, you can't survive it. Inspiration. God is good. Some of you are watching me now. You don't know that there are certain instructions from the Lord that something God will tell you to do. And it may look impossible. It may look insane. You see, hear this. There are certain things God will never have you do until he knows your passion has entered that level. Because if God is to speak to you about something and you deliberately dishonor him, you can't go scot-free. You hear that? Oh, talk to me, church. How am I going to continue? You will not have the Holy Ghost talk to you about something and you will deliberately say no. If God comes to you and say, my daughter, my son, do this, and you say no, you have not just dishonored God, but you have dishonored the whole kingdom. Do you know why? Because when God speaks, God comes out of God and walks to you. You know what it means to have the king's honor? Number three. You hear many people referring to the Holy Ghost as the fire. Am I correct? Anytime you hear God refer to the Holy Ghost as fire, he's talking about the one that executes. Praise God. There is nothing in life anybody can ever accomplish until God execute that thing for you. If that makes sense. There is nothing you can ever do. Please, this is not to sound sarcastic, but unto God empowers a man of no importance. There's nothing special about your life that life has not seen before. This is your beauty. It's been there. Oh, God is good. Study this in life. Have you realized that the most talented ones don't make it in life? Oh, true or false? Let me see by hand if all the singers who are filling stadiums today have the best of voices. They don't. Oh, have you realized it? Have you realized it? Please, do you know there's somebody who plays better than Messi? Or you don't believe that? There are crazy guys who are far better off than Messi. If you used to watch football, there's a man they call Ronaldinho. He was once a world superstar. Praise God. I mean, almost everybody would stay glued because of the man. The skill is there, but nobody's calling him. Because history said the guy was so gifted that he really wanted to train with the people. He will go to a club a night before, drink. He will come back, sleep the whole time, and then he will just go and train for a few minutes. He will come on the pitch and then score. After some time, more skillful men began to rise up, and they realized that they didn't need him again. God is good. You see, whatever you are doing, it is God doing it through you. That is why it is very dangerous to fight a man's resource. In our end time dispensation, human beings are so much pleased with the fact that people can't do what God has asked them to do. And once they see someone doing it, they want to fight what that person is doing. Does it make sense? You see, you don't have to understand a man's mission before you fall in love with them. Does it make sense here? Oh, hello. Okay. So, when we started the invasion, it looked weird, if that makes sense. It took people time to catch the vision. Some people felt that, oh, it is a way to launch themselves, as in maybe we doing nothing or doing showmanship. Who would do showmanship when all they keep expenses is just loss? Let's be honest here. What is showmanship in loss? Oh, God is good. It's not like maybe when we go for our programs, we are having 10,000 of pounds to come with. You go and you literally empty yourself and come back again and start from the scratch. So how do you call it showmanship? Until I went to Sierra Leone this year, I was in prayer that morning and I heard God telling me that what you have done, you have shaken the doors in this country and that they will come after you big time. So I told the guys, let's pray. We're going to pray. But we couldn't catch the thing. We didn't know if the enemy will bring up an issue. We didn't know what it is until somebody fell sick in our group. Praise God. Ah, the person said, Papa, mosquito has bitten me. I said, where from this? So, you know, in Africa, we sleep with mosquitoes. Wake up with mosquitoes. They are friends. They are cousins. So you can't suck them away. God is good. Ah, the person came to Ghana and then had one eye closed. And then from nowhere, the person went to London and they said she has entered into coma. Somebody we saw on Wednesdays in coma on Saturday. So I came up that weekend and I flew to London just to go see this person. And when this person can't talk, the person can't recognize face again. Now I realized that the person couldn't even think again. So we asked this person, how are you? And she's answering a different way. I went there again after 2 weeks and the doctor told the people that this girl cannot live up to 14 days. So the parents of the girl told me that, man of God, we know that God is good, but we've also done our checks. And the man of God told us that he used our daughter for blood money in Sierra Leone. And these are coming from renowned prophets too. And they all said they had a vision. A girl would die in 7 days. Weird revelation. Hey! I've never been insulted like that face to face in my life. I've heard insults that were behind me, but this one face to face. God is good. So I came back, I spoke, my mouth was sold. I was disappointed, like, what's happening here? I began to pray. And the voice came again that, remember we told you in Sierra Leone that we'll come after you. And they said, you are not seeing the impact of what you are doing. We are seeing it. We are feeling that. And it says, the Holy Ghost has become the driver of your life. So whenever they announce your presence, all we see is fire on your billboards. It says, you don't know that you are starting a whole new revolution again. God is acute. Oh, God is good. That is why people must be passionate in obeying what God tells them to follow. Am I communicating, church? Number four. Sometimes you hear God refer to the Holy Ghost as oil. The Bible says, and Samuel anointed King David, and from that day onwards, the Spirit of God came upon him. Holy Ghost is not oil. He uses oil to communicate his message. Talk to me, family. I'm making sure that I give you fundamental messages on how this is working in the Spirit. Thou anoint my head with oil and what? My cup runneth over. Am I communicating here? You see, a lot of believers have their faith in oil. The issue is not the faith in a subject. It's about understanding what God can do through that thing. Talk to me, family. Do you know that some believers believe more in rosary than in prayer? Oh, God is good. Please, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It is the revelation we have about God and through his instructions that make us believe in physical items. If not, they become idols. You didn't hear that. Oh, talk to me, family. A believer who doesn't fast and pray wants oil to give them miracle money. Ah. Oh, God is good. Does it make sense, please? Aha. The Holy Ghost is not oil. Did you hear that? But I want you to, you know, that he has an operation where he gets executed through oil. Oh, praise God. Aha. Now, anytime you hear God refer to the Holy Ghost as oil, it means ordination. Jesus made them understand that there is no way he could have done any of these things until God ordained to do so. Watch me. Yesterday, I told our people on the platform that there is nothing you can ever do on earth until God empowers you to do so. Nothing. If God does not give you, you can't do it. You cannot make a choice and allow God to accept it if what you are doing is something God didn't create from the beginning. Oh, yes. You can't, you force, you try, it will not stand. There has to be that heavenly ordination from above. Am I confessing here? I will never forget the story. Huh? No matter what you do in life, when you hear God, you will not hear man. Some time ago, one of the guys that used to be in his house said God told him he should do a program. There's no problem in doing programs, is it? No. But I inquired from the Lord and God told me that. I didn't tell him that. God is good. The guy became very furious and began to fight us on the outside. Watch me. Do you know there's some believers today, they can't stand when people talk about them. Am I right? Some people are, you see, if you are here and you fear that men will talk about you, you're a coward. You didn't hear me. You're a coward. You don't deserve to live. You didn't hear me. Some people claim when they hear things about people, they get worried. You're not wise. The Jesus you serve in heaven, somebody's calling me a fool. Did you hear that? So, you cannot live a life where people can't talk about you. And did you hear that? God is good. I'm wondering where all the mockers of Pastor Chris are in that's our life. When Pastor Chris began the power demonstration, they used to call him Antichrist and they would put him in the newspapers. If that makes sense. I'm wondering if they're still alive today. When the post said that, if you talk against, he says, it's only one day newspaper. He says, you've given him free adverts. He says, even if the people who see don't come, their children will come and see. The guy was angry, man of God. You just made the man happy. You see, in our ministry, we are very different people. We will not do what will make you happy. We'll do what has been written. Keep it in your mind. I cannot lower my standard. You didn't call me. I said, won't do it. Few years after, we realized the guy is smoking weed. I meet him every day. Yeah. Smoking weed, though. Now, I'm not rejoicing he has backslidden. Don't get me wrong. I'm not happy with that. I'm praying that God will restore him. Only if God wants to do that, that's fine. But I'm wondering that somebody who once clearly heard God is now smoking weed. So God was telling me that you didn't know what the enemy wanted to do. Hello? Watch me. In life, never do anything because you're passionate about it. Do because you've been asked to. Do you know why? Because you can be sincere in your passion, but you can also be sincerely wrong. Oh, God is good. So anytime you hear the Holy Ghost refer to a man himself as oil, he's talking about he ordaining something to be. Father, help us. We have a lot of ministries today. A lot of people ministries today. Ministries today. And people are just rushing. Oh, God. You see, there's too much noise making around the globe. Too many. My father told me that, he says, young man, he says, you have been around for a very long time. God is good. So some of the results we command are much higher standard because are bigger than that. Yes. And I can tell you, people can start things. I remember some time ago, was it 2018 or 19? No. 2017. Yes. 15 is still there. Yes. That's about how many years ago? 15. About 9 years. Yeah. 15-16. Yes. 9 years. I remember that time, family. The Lord gave us a strong opening in this country. That revival was something else. God is good. The Lord shook the city. Listen, I saw you. God shook the city. That was my first international opening to Cameroonians. Kai! God is good. Yes. I'm serious. Prior to that revolution, we realized that some people have started churches. Look at me. You can never break away from a church and succeed. Never. What did I say? Never. A man of God who took where they post church, the location he took when Oedipo the poor gave him the land to start the church, he's still at that same place. Did you hear that? When the poor told him that start the church here, where they began the church from, he's still the same place. He has not changed. He has not even opened one branch. His relevance died. He's still there. He's still preaching, but nobody knows him. Now, the man of God that took his church came to open another one. He's opening more bigger branches. Hello. So the nation. Now, it is important I establish this fundamental truth. So I teach you why the Holy Ghost comes into a man's life. Praise God. All right. So like I said, the first truth that God wants us to, the Holy Ghost stands for God's presence. He's a person. Am I correct? Number two, he's the breath of life, which stands for inspiration. Am I correct? Number three, he's what? The fire. Am I correct? Which stands for execution. Am I right? And four, the oil. True or false? That stands for what? Ordination. Thank you. Now that you know the Holy Ghost is a person, why does God give us the Holy Ghost? Two reasons. And I pray for you. Our time is up. Why does God give us the Holy Ghost? Why does God want us to walk with the Holy Ghost? Why does God desire that we go into a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit? Hear this, family. I want you to know that you can never become like God if the Holy Ghost does not live in you. So the first reason why God desires that people have an intimate bond with the Holy Ghost is that he wants to become like God. You were not created outside the image of God. You were created in the image of God. So everything you do on the outside must expressly tell us who Jesus is. And that empowerment becomes a possibility only when people understand what it means to work with the Holy Spirit. Am I congregating here? So there's no essence your Christian journey until the Holy Ghost lives on your inside. So God gives us the Holy Ghost because he wants us to be like him. Remember, you were made from a realm where the Father, the Son, and the Spirit said, let us come together and impute ourselves in one person. If that makes sense. In other words, there is no honor to the things you do in life until God is seen through you. It's powerful. These are deep teachings, so I'm making it very simple for you here. Because when we ascend very deep, I'll be the only one saying amen to myself. Oh, praise God. Yes. Am I correct, please? The whole idea of Christianity is not to end you in believing in Christ alone. Did you hear that? Watch me. If this man here believes he's a Belgian, and there's nothing effective about his life to the vision of the country where he comes from, even though he's one, there's no benefit to his life. Did you hear that? Why do you think other countries will project statues of the dead? Because of the impact they have made, true or false. So the whole idea of Christianity is to cause a man to become who God is. Because when men begin to operate like God, there's always revelation in the spirit. You need to hear that. You see, most of the patterns we follow today through scriptures were better because men appeared. Watch me. Watch me. You see, I have fallen in love with the fathers of the faith that I can hear when I read the Bibles. So look at Abraham. I'm still wondering what inspired Abraham to believe that what he heard was God's voice when he knew that deities could talk. How do you serve idols for 70 years, but you could tell the difference that this is God's voice? Demonic voices can instruct and tell you leave your father's house. But, and you see, it's fun enough. The voice he heard didn't come with any promise. It came with a command. Leave now. God is good. You see, for all this while, we always knew that Abraham loved the Lord because he wanted Isaac. But it was after Abraham was willing to offer Isaac to God, we knew that then the love was not only because of what he wanted. Now, God has made Abraham a portrait of salvation, that even Jesus himself could not come without him not coming to the generation of Abraham. If that makes sense for me. So you see, God wants us to know that there is an identity to uphold in the spirit. And that is the essence of Christianity here. And until the Holy Ghost lives in you, you can't become one. Talk to me, church. Am I teaching, please? Yes. So God says, you need the Holy Ghost so a man can operate like God. What distinguishes our resource is how much the Holy Ghost will come to know. Oh, yes. You see, when you... do you know you can be in quotes? You can speak in tongues and be very carnal. Oh, do you believe that? Have you seen any believer who speaks in tongues and debates Bible basic principles? Do you know some people don't believe you pray for more than 1 hour? Oh, talk to me now. Some believe Christ has done everything for you. So at least you can pray for just 30 minutes, 5 minutes, you'll be okay. Some don't believe in midnight prayers. Oh, talk to me. Some believe the doctor says sleep for 8 hours. So they can sleep for 8 hours and pray. And they're very okay with that. Some don't believe in long fastings. Man of God, my work is very difficult. Somebody's doing the same work like you and fasting more than you. You didn't hear me. Oh, true of us. I'm telling you. A preacher man said he was chanced to go preach in China. And he said what he saw humbled him. He said, China will never permit you to do open service. So the people hide to worship God. And he says, once the government arrests you, he says, they burn your life. And you can't fight them. And he said that in China, you don't know when you lose your Bible. So once you get a Bible, you need to read the scripture and keep it in your heart and meditate on it daily. He said he went to a meeting with the people and realized that any quotation he makes mention of, the people began to quote it for him. And it's like, you guys look more learned than me, the preacher from USA. And he said, here, our Christmas gift is our Bible. Because once the government gets to hold of this, they burn it and kill us too. So we are ready to die because we know where we'll go after this place. Hello? And they said sometimes they hide in caves and pray for 8 hours non-stop. Sometimes they pray into death. Because sometimes when you say amen, there are soldiers who are willing to kill you. The Bible says Stephen was stoned to death. talk to me, church. Watch me. Until you understand what it means to walk in intimacy with the Father, I kid you not, you will look at life from a different way, assuming God is real, yet your results will be different from God himself. Hello? God wants us to be evidence of his presence in the depth of resource a man commands. And that becomes a possibility when the Holy Ghost lives in a man's life. God is good. Many people are making mention of godly promises, but they forgot it takes godly empowerment to work in godly promise. Oh, yes. God has to basically recite so you become like a nation here. Talk to me, family. Oh, God is good. I know a renowned church that are doing COVID. You see, when COVID came, what was that? 2020. You know, COVID made a lot of us enemies. All 12 of us. Oh, am I correct? You know, because of this shot, right? Vaccine, thank you. Because of the vaccine, people became enemies. God is good. I used to do Facebook Live, remember? I was shouting, screaming. God has told me, don't go for vaccine. Hey! Like, man of God, you know what I'm talking about. We will lose our job if we don't go for the vaccine. God is good. And we have studied the thing. We realize it's not evil. It's not demonic. It is. Hey, we're screaming, shouting the thing. To our greatest surprise, I saw some renowned bishops I knew in Ghana go for the vaccine. And that alone, people were giving us a lot of issues. I said, that's okay. Until after some time, the court came and said, sorry. What we gave you at first is wrong. I have to go for the booster. To boost your system. And we are sorry, the booster we tried didn't work well. So we have to give you a more deeper one. Now, Dominion Global, I have 15 medical doctors. What did I say? 15. 15. I'm not bragging. 15 doctors. They live in America. 15 of them. You will know them now. 15 of them. So when we had our camp this year, I said, tell me how effective is this? You know, told me. They said, we were asked not to tell the truth. Because we knew that from the onset, everything was a lie. I was working in an emergency ward during COVID time. And it says, I never took one vaccine. This son of what I'm talking about is the highest, I don't call his name, highest. Never seen a black who controls white like this in America. I never took one. I hope you know I had the vision before COVID happened. Remember? Yes. One pastor insulted me one time for sin. He's dead now. What killed him? COVID killed him. And God is good. It's serious how a lot of pastors threw their Bibles away. God is good. And began to listen to scientists. They were confused themselves. Do you know that most of the ministries you know today came into sight because COVID happened? Yes. People personalized the media like something. God is good. People had virtual conventions. God is good. Yes. So number one, God wants us to have an intimate affair because he wants us to become like God. Number two, he wants us to be the envoy of his possibilities. And I'm done here. I bless today. I would like you to understand that in God's kingdom, he wants us to have that access to the thing he does. Talk to me, church. Remember, you are God's domain and God is king. So you are called a kingdom. Do you hear that? You are called a domain and God is king. That makes you a kingdom. Now, whenever a king rules a town, the king rules the town based on his laws and his values. So, in a kingdom, you don't have an opinion. My opinion about where I come from will not change the king. You dare not talk. Does it make sense? So, it's only in Christianity that believers want to give opinions. God, we can't pay tithe again. That died. And you will have people support them. You know, today you can't correct members openly. You're being sorted physically. Who are you to judge us? Are we not the same men? Come on, we are all serving God together. If you don't come, how will you make it work? A lady once told my sister that she's the richest person on our platform. And if she doesn't give an offering, we can't do our programs. God is good. And somebody mistakenly sent an amount of money she gave and how God gave her back. She has not spoken since then to now. Somebody said, woman of God, please help me thank Papa. He says, Papa prophesied about a contract. He says, we went to check some things and then you had a prophet. It came $1.5 million. Our God is good. You see, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God does not give you what you want because you want it. He gives you because he wants to use it for his glory.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjer.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjer. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjer. And on website is www.benjaminfodjer.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. The vision, the mission, the passion.